Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shindaddy have going on today on a Friday in Creighton, Bill?
He'll be taking a lot. He'll be giving a lot of advice. But today is Friday. Today's new role, which we had sometimes in the past. Steve Sterling. He is Sterling. So he has his three golden picks.
God.
Yes, the golden ticket picks. All right, now, Pitt favored by 5.5 over West Virginia in the backyard brawl. He's taking Pitt. He wants Pitt to cover.
Okay.
Iowa State, 21.5-point favorites at Arkansas State. He's going heavy Arkansas State.
To cover.
And then the
21.5 you said?
21.5 Yeah. 21 and a hook. Yep. And then the classic matchup in Florida. There was the one, the FIU versus FAU. FIU is favored by 4.5, so -4.5 for FIU. Take FIU in the points. They will.
Those teams play.
Yeah. FIU. Can you imagine that, what that game day's like? FIU and FAU?
Which one's Pitt Bowl school?
FIU. That'll be Pitt Bull. So he's taking the Fighting Pitt Bulls.
To cover 4.5?
Yes, to cover. Yeah, so it's Pitt to cover at -5. He's taking Arkansas State to cover, and he's taking FIU to cover.
One of my biggest regrets for our show, and I don't have a lot, is that we don't play that song enough by Pitt Bull.
We'll bring it back.
We can't force
Fireball.
Fireball.
I thought we were going to play it all the time.
Well, we can start that up again.
We can't force it, though.
Well, it kind of lost its, the stadium was named after him. He had his own box and all that stuff, and it kind of lost its mojo a little bit. It kind of just wasn't, didn't hear much about it.
Yeah, it did, yeah. It was kinda a big story, and then it wasn't.
It just kind of went away. I don't know if Pitbull's even going to games. I'm not sure if
he probably been to one game, that's it.
I thought we were going to do a regular, like, FIU segment. That would include music.
But then, like Bill said, it lost its luster nationwide. It wasn't even a national story anymore. Hmm. One thing. Thank you to Steve Sterling for his picks.
Yes.
From Midwest.
Shindaddy.
All right. It's time to talk about picks of the weekend. We've got our friend Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports Lee. Good morning. Are you ready for week 3 of college football?
Are you guys ready for the Huskies?
We are. Huskers and Huskies. Hold it.
Huskers and Huskies.
Yeah, they are.
Did not know that.
Houston Christian Huskies come to town tomorrow.
We're ready.
Ready for the Huskies. I like
We're
that.
Ready.
Did you know what they changed their name, obviously. You know what they used to be called?
What?
Houston Baptist.
We knew that. Yeah.
We knew that one.
Have they been the Huskies?
Were they always the Huskies? Were they Houston Baptist Huskies, Lee?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure. They competed in the Great West Conference.
Okay.
I had never even heard of the Great West Conference, and they are They also competed in the Red River Athletic Conference. I've never heard of these conferences.
Never heard of either one, but Red River sounds good.
NAIA. So, you know, I guess them and Long Island are collecting those paychecks. So,
wow, they get $1.45 million for coming here. $1.45 million.
I was watching, you can't really tell. I was watching some of their videos, and they rarely pan to the stadium.
They only had 500 people at the game.
Yep.
They had 500 people there
for game one, a home game.
Like 90% of the games in the Lincoln and Omaha area attract bigger crowds. So, I mean, they look like high school kids, most of them.
Well, thanks, Lee.
So you won't be watching this game at
Huskies
at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Lee.
Come on, Huskies!
Probably and not a lot you can glean from the game. But if you have a child that's playing on the team and he's a backup, second, third, and maybe a four stringer, could see some action.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Lee.
From my Lee Sterling Paramount Sports. Lee, to the games of note this weekend in college football. Alabama, 20.5-point favorites, hosting Wisconsin this weekend in Tuscaloosa. What do you see from Badgers and Crimson Tide?
Well, I can tell you this much. Wisconsin doesn't have much of a running tack. Not the team used to remember with that downhill power running football attack. Just doesn't exist anymore. And their quarterbacks, I mean, they're going to start Danny O'Neill, a transfer from San Diego State. He was 14 for 30 for a pedestrian 155 yards, two interceptions last week. I mean, they are not letting up in Tuscaloosa. I mean, even after they beat Louisiana Monroe High School 73-0, they are just relentless. I think they need like a 25-30-point win to just, you know, kind of quiet the press and the fans. I think Alabama gets it done here. Wisconsin just not impressed at all with this team. 38-10.
38-10, a rout of Alabama over Wisconsin. Next up, Lee, LSU, 7.5-point favorites against Florida, who just lost to USF 18-16 last week. Can Florida bounce back or not?
So I'm watching the game, and I made some notes. I think something's wrong here with DJ Lagway. He's wearing a white sleeve on his left leg. And I know he missed two and a half weeks of fall camp, but he just doesn't look right. He looks like he's afraid to run the football, and you need that dual threat capability if you want to have a chance to play against and maybe compete against LSU and beat them in Death Valley. So that's one problem here. They're settling for field goals much too much. They even settled for field goals, five attempts in the first game. Billy Napier is on life support. I mean, last year, that game where LSU lost in Gainesville, they were up at the half. If they beat Florida in that game, Billy Napier would have been 4-6, and I don't think he makes it to Monday. But somehow they rallied and won that game 27-16. I think this is a circle game here for these LSU kids. If I was one of these kids, if I saw the schedule, that game would be the game that I wanted even more than Alabama. So I think they're going to be ready. What makes LSU much better this year? And both these coaches are in their fourth year, and their defense is at next level. They're linebackers. Their linebackers play like DBs. They come out of nowhere and make plays and make tackles, and they just don't miss tackles. I mean, Florida had 11 penalties also last week for 103 yards. Death Valley, I mean, they swallow teams whole if you're not disciplined and playing at a high level. I just think Billy Napier is on borrowed time. After this, they got to play at Miami, Texas, and Texas A&M. Revenge. That game knocked LSU out of the college football playoffs last year. Goodbye, Sunbelt Billy. LSU,
31-14, a rout. LSU over Florida. Yep. Join my Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, next up, Notre Dame, 7-point favorites against Texas A&M tomorrow.
You know, I was impressed with Notre Dame. I watched him play here in Miami and thought that C.J. Carr, the moment wasn't too big for him. Well, I'd love to know the story. If Michigan was on him, you know, his grandfather was Lloyd Carr, and what happened? But he's a good one. There's a reason why they didn't go after a transfer quarterback. So really like this guy, and their defense held up well against Miami. Miami is probably a top five offensive line, a trio of really good running backs, held them to 3.5 yards per carry. Not a Marcel Reed fan here for Texas A&M. Hmm. He makes some great plays and ooh and ah. He's like Johnny Manziel light. Makes some good runs, but his passing is, I mean, he's all over the place sometimes, not accurate enough. And, you know, once he took over last year after the fourth game, he faced two tough defenses, Texas and South Carolina, and he just wasn't very good in either game here. And Notre Dame gets to play with a bye here for this game. So I think their game plan should be sharp. This is a must-win for them. They lose this game, and I think that they're done. They don't make the playoffs because their schedule just isn't challenging the rest of the way. Blowout city, Notre Dame, 30-17.
30-17, Notre Dame over A&M. Joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Next up, a game. I'm glad this is on your card, Lee, because no one's talking about this game. Minnesota, 1.5-point favorites on the road at Cal, late night game Saturday. Will P.J. Fleck get the big dub on the West Coast?
It's going to be tough. You know, they got to travel two time zones. It's going to feel like they're playing this game at 9:30 at night, and Cal look good. If you pop in the tape and watch them against Oregon State, not that Oregon State's very good, but young quarterback, they went with a true freshman quarterback, a little lefty, and not like the last year. They're doing a lot of drop back. They had a guy that was more of a down the field passer. This year, they do a lot of spread option. They do a lot of motion and do a lot of crossing routes. And this young kid, true freshman, pretty darn good. So. I'm impressed with them. They might be one of these teams that plays great and then not so great the next week, but tough place to play. They Cal almost beat Miami there. The crowd's starting to get some decent crowds there, so I like Cal. Ooh. I just think Minnesota, I think their quarterback, Drake Lindsey, is okay, capable, but I think it's going to take him a little while. He might not be a force here until mid to late in the year. I'm calling for Cal here. I think they win this game 26-20.
I'll be 26-20, late night game, Cal over Minnesota. To the NFL, Lee, Broncos, 2.5-point favorite against the Colts, who looked incredible. Maybe the Dolphins were that bad week one. Daniel Jones lit it up. Colts are, though, 2.5-point dogs. Is the wrong team favorite or not?
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower. The good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
You know, I think that Indy's going to have a lot tougher time. Told everyone last week about Miami's cornerbacks. These might be the worst group of cornerbacks. I think they got six of them. I don't know if not even one of them would make any roster on any other team. They're that bad. So they could do pretty much whatever they want. When Daniel Jones has his best first half of football, they score on every single drive. First time that's happened in, I think, something like 30 years. So, still not a fan yet and not buying in on Indy. I mean, look what Denver did, and they had four turnovers on offense and missed a fourth down from their own 47-yard line in the fourth quarter. Still won the game. Defense. That's what won it for them. I think they have a top-three defense. Bo Nix isn't going to be that bad for a second straight game. He threw for just 4.4 yards per attempt. For last season, he was at 6.7. So I think this is Denver's call here. I think Denver gets it done. The right team is favored here, 24-17.
24-17 Broncos. Last game of note, Lee. Yeah. Eagles, 1-point favorite against the Chiefs. The Chiefs are staring at 0-2 start in the face, potentially.
All right. Well, I'm going to give that to them for free, but I'm going to give you a bonus play. Dolphins are going to lose a lot rest of the year. Probably going to be drafting in the top five. Dolphins win this week.
Whoa.
They are going to empty the tank. I think we're going to see a shootout like we saw in that Jets-Steelers game. So I'm predicting the Dolphins are going to win 35-30. He had his best game last year against the Patriots, threw for four touchdowns, no interceptions. So they're not going anywhere, but this is going to be a fun game. Tickets available, $17. $17 between the goals. $17, and that includes fees. So season ticket holders are out.
I should fly down.
Yeah. I'm watching. If you want to watch something funny, watch. So I was a left-footed punter. Pop in Houston Christian's game week one against Arkansas Baptist. They have a left-footed punter. I've seen his first two punts. He can't punt the ball 20 yards downfield.
I can't wait to watch this. I'm sure they punt.
This is incredible insight, though. The punter.
They were winning 34-0 against Arkansas Baptist. Arkansas Baptist defensive line, I don't think they have a guy that goes above 180. I've never seen a smaller defensive line.
I'm going to huddle. I got to watch this game.
I've never seen this before in my life in a college team. And supposedly two NAIA teams, but I went to a high school game last night, and they had, you know, defensive linemen going 250, 275. Three defensive linemen, I'm telling you, no one even is close to 200 pounds.
I got to see this at Arkansas Baptist.
Wow. All right, getting back to the game. Yep. Anyone wants to get the Eagles and Chiefs?
Okay.
How about this? First five callers, I'll give it to them for free. Also, you know what? I like, and that game is under the radar, Super Bowl rematch, and no one's talking about it. I like the game tonight between Arizona and Kansas State. Ooh, I'm going to give them both games if they call. First five callers, 800-400-9741. Also, my biggest game in the last 3 years goes tomorrow. I found a game where one team probably a touchdown better than most people grade them, and the other team they're going against two touchdowns worse, almost as bad as Arkansas Baptist defense. So you want to hop on board and get this 50-unit max wager. We're 72-18 on these 40-to-50-unit plays. Hit one last week, college football. Check out all the specials. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
That's Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. You can also call him at 800-400-9741. What were you saying, Sip?
My initial take right away that I can't wait to see now is the punter for Houston Christian. I'm excited to see that.
Left-footed punter?
Left-footed punter. He says they can't punt at 20 yards.
What if we, let's just see if he has his stats from last game at all.
See if he has his stats. Yeah, maybe he's better last
Check
week.
Check it out.
That was the first game that he saw. But Lee, I want you to, let's just go back to this. Yep. Lee watched the first game. He watched Houston Christian play Arkansas Baptist.
Right.
Yes. And they didn't have a D lineman over 180.
That's what he said. Like.
They won 69-0. The Houston Christian Huskies won.
Had to be a fun locker room after that game.
69-0.
What do you got for stats?
So last week, Houston Christian again lost 20-10 to Eastern Kentucky. The punter, Brady Young, had a little better game. He had five punts for 182, average of 36, along a 52. Could have been downwind. Could have had a nice bounce. Never know.
Yeah, they could have went to another guy.
They did it. Another guy, Charlie Weinrich, had one punt for 22 yards.
That might have been the guy.
Charlie might have been.
It could have been him.
Yeah, Charlie might be.
Can you look up the first game?
Yeah, I can't.
Is this going to cause?
I don't know
stress.
If we'll actually have the box score of the first game here.
I'll.
Oh, yeah, we have. Okay.
You Got it.
First game, punting. Same guy, Brady Young. He had two punts for 85 yards, average of 42.5. So
I don't know where Lee went.
It could have rolled a lot. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. You might have punted it 15 yards, and it did roll.
I just want to see the lineman from Arkansas Baptist. 180, you thought. For the
guy. He might have been exaggerating a little bit there.
Sure. Right. Small guys.
Yeah.
Okay, the rundown of what Lee picked here, just to run this out. Alabama, as a 20.5-point favorite, has them covering, beating Wisconsin 38-10.
Jeez, he had nothing good to say about Wisconsin.
No, I didn't realize O'Neal was that bad this last game, that he had was that pedestrian. I thought he was a little better than that.
Mm-hmm. LSU in a revenge game from last year has them covering 7.5 easily, beating Florida 31-14.
Also didn't know that Billy Napier's nickname was Sunbelt Billy.
Didn't know that, yeah.
Sunbelt Billy.
Notre Dame, as a 7-point favorite, has them covering that, beating A&M 30-17.
Could Notre Dame win it all?
Could they win it
all? Do you have them as a top four team?
Not right now, no.
Okay, keep going.
I would say this also. Lee nailed it. If this is a must win for Notre Dame, they lose this game, there's not enough meat in the bone, I don't think, to get them back in the playoffs.
Okay.
They only have one game. USC.
Big one. Got to win this.
They have to win this game.
And they will. They will win it.
Lee has Cal as 1.5-point dogs, hosting Minnesota, beating Minnesota 26-20.
Saturday. That quarterback from Cal, he looks good.
They lose Mendoza, and they're still fine.
And they're fun. I tell you one thing. I enjoy Cal because everyone felt they'd be 0-12.
Yep.
Everyone's like, going, there's not a bigger mess in college football than what's going on at Cal. They lost everybody. And they're 2-0.
I want Cal to win because I get tired of my own praise for Minnesota, PJ Fleck. I get tired of myself for praising them. So I'd like to see him.
It's a weird game. That's going to be a very, very odd game.
Lee has the Bears winning
26-4. I get tired of Minnesota praise, so I hope Cal batters them pretty good.
Broncos beating the Colts 24-17 as 2.5-point favorites. And if you want Eagles, Chiefs, or the other games, 800-400-9741.
He has a secret game.
He does.
The one team is a touchdown better than the other ones. So like a 3-touchdown swing. It's like.
Where's the phone call?
It's a layup money. So if you want a bunch of free money, call Lee.
800-400-9741 or ParamountSports.com.
Paramount.
He also says Dolphins win 35-30 over the Patriots.
How about
this weekend?
That?
I don't see that.
I had the Dolphins win. I'm not near that score, but I had the Dolphins winning.
Will that get you back?
Temporarily.
Yeah.
I think that, again, their first seven games were not horrible. The Bills game will be a bad game next week. They'll get killed by the Bills. But beyond that, they got a chance, and then it gets really bad.
What if they put a 42-7 on it?
Not going to happen.
Tell you one thing. Imagine there's some game. We're going to get some games later. Oh, this might be the best weekend I've ever seen.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's so many games on. It's unreal.
Good. I'll be watching.
Yeah.
Good.
Was Lee referring to the Arkansas Baptist punter or the Houston Christian punter?
He was talking about the Houston Christian punter.
It was about the Huskies.
Okay.
He was talking about their punter and Arkansas Baptist lineman.
Gotcha.
It's possible he was talking about.
I think that's what it was.
I think you're right. Well, the punter looked okay for his stats. But we'll see for ourselves tomorrow. Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, no.
Always sends a shiver down the spine.
Wow.
Imagine it's going to get to ATM and says card rejected, no money, no funds available. How would that be?
That would disappoint a lot of people. I'll
tell you that. A lot of people are going, hang on, no big deal, no big whoop.
Wouldn't bother me that much. Some people that would be bothered.
Well, a place that can help you out is Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.7% retention rate.
99.7%.
All things IT and cybersecurity and free consultation available to you. At AppliedConnective.com.
Why does Nate Bergazzi get hired again?
He's funny.
He's funny. He's hilarious. He keeps getting rehired. That's what they do at Applied. They're the Nate Bergazzi of protection. That's what they are.
Reliable.
That's why when you get rehired, that means you're crushing it. You
reliable.
Oh yeah. That's what they are. That's why you get rehired.
Funny.
97.7. Will's funny. Yeah.
He's kind of funny. I think I'm
Yes. Will, I talked to someone from Fullerton last night. Scott Fitzgerald. He was in my sister's class. Talking. He was at the event last night.
Really?
He was at the event last night.
From Fullerton?
What is that? Wait a second. You don't even know Scott Fitzgerald. You have no idea. It doesn't even interest you.
He's got a show interest.
Wait a second.
Oh, he's from Fullerton.
Like it's breaking news. Wait a second.
I meant from Fullerton.
Yes.
From Fullerton.
His dad ran the car shop.
In town, in Lincoln.
The car dealership. He ran the car. Imagine, that was cool too. Small towns like that, town of 1,000 people, Jake, had their own car dealership. It was better times.
Better times.
Pender was Yonke Auto. Yonke Auto. They had about, they'd have two cars in the shop. I mean, that you look at through glass. Two cars. Nice. And then a used car lot. It was great.
Columbus was Ernst Auto was the big one. Oh, God, Spady was big too, though. It's just a bigger city. I mean,
Borgman Auto up in Creighton. Big.
I was struck by Fullerton is why I reacted that way.
Are you kidding me? Scott Fitzgerald?
What are the chances that somebody from Fullerton, a town of 1,000, would be at that event?
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, that is fair.
Yes.
When we come back, Bills Thrills Monster Match. That's next, an early break in the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.